forever. Dog.
Oh my goodness.
Oh! Like,
actually, look at my mug. You can see it on the Zoom screen.
Is that Gaga? Yeah, Gaga on your mug?
It's her as a young child and a bunch of her like notes. And I'm sipping this really, ooh, ouch.
Ooh, hot Gaga tea. Chromatica tea. Oh.
And we welcome you listeners back for yet another
steaming piping, scalding serving of hot goss.
This is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in
our lives,
issues in politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. Now let's get right into some
hot goss. Oh wow, I love that Gaga mug.
It's cute, right?
Yeah.
I don't even know where I maybe someone gifted it to me. I don't know.
Well, I mean, she's been busy gifting $37 million to COVID relief. Did you see that?
I know. That was really cool.
She put on a look for us. She gave us like Businesswoman Political Challenge season 4, episode 5, very that.
She said, okay.
She said, I'm going to put on this rooted blonde and show you who's boss.
I'm taking off my pink wig. I am putting on my CVS readers.
No, Frederick, give me the blonde wig, the blonde with the root.
I'm putting on this blazer that probably costs $6,000. And yes, she was telling us about, she basically called up a bunch of her friends and her connections at corporations and businesses. And she said, we're going to sign this coalition and we're going to work together to support the people in the medical industry who are on the front lines. And so far, they've raised $35 million.
That's so good. She basically
said,
those corporations, she said, come here, open your purse. And they did.
She did.
And we
basically get, like what we do when we're doing a number and we go over to like some guy and we're like, okay, I'm not leaving until you give me more all the dollars that you have on your table.
What's in there?
She basically did that, except just on like a slightly larger scale.
And I love her for it because now we get to watch a concert without having to do like a telethon like bit or whatever, where we call in and give relief, I guess.
Yes. That's happening April 18th. She's doing this huge concert with a whole bunch of the who's who of the music world. And it's going to be air.
Shame you have a Twitch show that night. No, I'm kidding.
On the 18th?
No, I'm kidding.
I don't actually.
I'm not booked either.
No, it's going to be aired across the 3 major networks all at once. So it's like everyone is teaming up and coming together and, it's for a really good cause, and we love Lady Gaga. She is our queen, and she's stunning, and I really appreciate her.
God is a Gaga. But why is Fox mad? Only ABC, CBS, NBC gets the concert? Is Fox?
I think so.
Not a real
network?
I don't
know. I think it's because of like the late night guys. Like the late night hosts were all like, we want to be part of it.
Oh,
so
cool.
We're going to... I think that's what it's about. I don't know. I watched her on Jimmy Fallon. Cause I was like, oh, Lady Gaga's going to be on Jimmy Fallon. And, so I stayed up late and watched it.
Yeah. I mean, it must've been booked for her like Chromatica, like press tour stuff, I'm sure. Right.
Well, no, it was just a pre-recorded video of her in her office and talking to him on the phone.
So it was a pre-tape.
It was a definite pre-tape, but you know what? It's for a good cause.
I've been watching all of your efforts for your digital drag. You've had like 9 sold out shows, huh?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
And we have more coming.
So many more. Wow.
Like, yes.
Are you doing the same show each time or is it different shows? Or I see you popping up at like Make Out Mondays and Bitches shows and like everybody else's little gigs everywhere. You're just been popping.
Yes, because I like supporting drag and I like doing drag. So each opportunity we do this is a way to like I don't know, keep money flowing toward drag queens, which is really important because girl, every place of work for drag is shut down currently. So it's important. And I fucking like doing it, and it helps keep me sane too. So
yeah.
Well, you're also doing, what is it? Dollars for Divas?
Dollars for Divas.
What's that?
Yes, we are.
She's giving money to drag queens.
Yeah, we're, as part of the Digital Drag Fest, we do it. It's like a game show sort of lottery thing where we like, where we pick people's name out of a jar and then we pick how much money they win. It's very fun and stupid, but then we share their Venmo or whatever on the screen too, so everyone watching can like can tip them as well.
How much do you have to show, just from the waist down, or just like a do you have to show your face?
Or... What do you mean?
You know what I mean, girl. I know what kind of drag shows you're doing at home.
Waist up.
Oh,
see, no, chest up. Not, I'm not waist.
See,
no waist.
I thought now would be the time for me to lay on my side and to paint eyeballs on the top of one butt cheek and a mouth on the other.
And oh, I love that idea.
I know, but I want to do fancy with my butt.
Yeah,
or like go upside down and make like my eyes on my chin and then like a chin wig somehow, and then make, I just want to sing fancy upside down somewhere.
You should start it out normal and then you flip upside down and it's on your chin, and then for like the final verse it's on your ass.
Oh, when I talk about the slit in the thigh clean up to the hip, I go they see all it was red velvet trim. Fit me good.
And it fit me good.
Honestly, that's, I think that's my next digital drag somewhere, because I'm definitely gonna do Reyes again, I think. I saw that you guys were doing, yes, Snatch Game.
Yes, we're doing a little Snatcheroony moment. So
that looks sickening.
They're billing it as like I'm doing a show as Mae West, but I can't, I'm not just doing one character. That's absurd. I have to do a whole bunch. So stay tuned and you'll see what.
Wait, a drag queen's doing something extra? Read all about it.
So extra.
I'm glad you're turning it. I mean, Bob did Carol Channing and Uzo. Mm-hmm. Chad did like two characters.
Widow just did Tina and Ike.
Truth. Yeah.
And I'm also doing Lola's drag brunch on Sunday.
How many seating?
This is like, well, I don't know, girl. You know, you know her. She wants to do two seatings, but she's doing it on Instagram.
She's gonna
live, so everyone is welcome.
We're pushing the 12:30 to 1:15. And we'll be adding
these girls can't start online.
We'll be adding a 5 p.m. breakfast seating. We need four songs. Make two of them. Make three. Make them all mixes. All mixes.
Super Bowl mixes.
Eight songs total. No callbacks. Yes. Don't be greedy.
Right.
Two, yeah, drink tickets.
Yeah.
There's like at least 20 girls in the Snatch Game thing. I saw Jinx is in it. Ben's in it. I think
Sharon, Alexis, Michelle.
Everybody.
Yeah, lots of great divas, and yeah, it's a really fun thing to be a part of, so it's enjoyable.
There's only two people a part of the presidential race now, Biden and Trump, because Bernie Sanders just dropped out, we found out this morning.
Yes,
I'm
that
just,
is recent development.
I've been pretty guarded on talking about who I'm supporting democratically, just because like I didn't want to like take a side online or anything, but honestly, it's because I didn't know. Because like my motto was just like vote blue, whatever you do, like whoever is the blue one, that's who I'm going for. Blue is my favorite color. That's who I'm voting for. So I didn't figure I needed to like invest too much yet in it, because it's like my brain is definitely not going to decide who's the next candidate. So why don't I just vote after all the smarter people have done everything that they've done? You know, I'll do my part when it's time to do my part, I feel like.
Yeah, so that's our choice. Now it's Joe Biden. So he's the one.
I think one of the good things that we have to look at is Trump has like probably hundreds of sexual assault charges against him, and Biden only has one, and it's not even, we don't even know all the information on that. So I mean,
yeah, so just vote for the less rapist.
I mean, that's what I always do when I'm judging a pageant or anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, who's ever least rapiest?
Yeah. In other news, Chromatica's cover art.
Hell yeah. Oh my god.
Is that the cover art for sure?
Yeah, that, and bitch, I'm getting a record player just so I could buy that vinyl too. It's like white vinyl and she's like crouched in the middle and like
what?
You can't see any of the lace on the wig. It's so perfect. There's like but the cover art, it's, she's got that knife boot. And then the other shoe is completely different. A, that's not good for her back. But B, she's laying down, so it's fine. Ugh.
It's so sick.
So good.
I love that. I can't wait. And, you know, the release is being pushed back to later this year, but I have a feeling it'll be worth waiting for.
It's very exciting. I definitely agree. I mean, just Stupid Love is probably one of my favorite songs this year already.
Yeah.
That, and then Breakup Song by Little Mix. There's a lot of good music coming out now. Troye Sivan just released a sickening album. Just like sickening stuff all over.
Totally.
Yeah. We have a couple special sisters who have released songs too for our next section, which we like to call our
Rainbow
Spotlight.
We have one brain.
I kind of carried you.
Have you ever even done improv? Have you?
Well, next time.
I won Improver of the Year in New York. So. Shady bitch.
Shady bitch.
Yes, we have a couple of amazing. Wait, two rainbow spotlights? Oh, we're going to do one going out and one coming back?
Yeah, you take the going out.
Yay. So going out, we're going to hear Banjo by Bibi Zahara-Benet.
Banjo.
Really fun, and I've seen some of the kids doing the dance challenge, which is like doing the banjo dance challenge, and it's a really catchy song, and I would fucking watch Bibi Zahara-Benet eat a bowl of fucking Rice Krispies.
Because it would go snap, crackle, pop, pop, pop.
Yes. She's captivating, she's brilliant, she's so much fun, and the song is really good, so get into Banjo.
Banjo, 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 banjo. Said you wanna play me like a banjo, banjo. Pull my strings like a banjo, banjo. Hold on tight like a handle, banjo. You wanna play me like a banjo, banjo. Pull my strings like a banjo, banjo. Hold on tight like a handle, banjo. If you see me on fire, damn, I know. Banjo, 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 banjo. Said you wanna play me like a banjo, banjo. Pull my strings like a banjo, banjo. Hold on tight like a handle, banjo. You wanna play me like a banjo, banjo. Pull my strings like a banjo, banjo. Hold on tight like a handle, banjo. If you see me on fire, damn, I know. Now love. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones. And, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you, and then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
The The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Yes, I'm a vision in black. Baby, if you pitch, I'm a catch. I beat that itch that you can't scratch. Play your cards right, then you can smash. Bombshell, I'm a true vixen. Not opposed to you tipping. Tip me, I'm Donna, I'm blitzing. Watch me shake it like a red nose. In a corset, black fishnet. Getting it wet, making you sweat. Doing the most. Make you forget all the hopes. I'll be a tease for you. Drop to my knees for you.
What is that hot track?
We're coming in with Laganja Thong. It's Tease for You. Did you guys like that? That is my gaber, Laganja Estranja, frequent collaborator of Alaska Thunderfuck, and drag royalty in general. She's killing it with the digital drags, too. Been peeking over my fence.
If you want to talk about someone locking down the fucking digital drag performance game at the moment, it is Laganja Estranja. Don't try to compete because it's not possible.
Don't do it. You'll hurt yourself, kids.
She is the one. She always has a different set. I'm like, where do you live in like a fucking, do you live at Industrial Light and Magic? Like what's literally going on? It's always a different set, always effects, always concept. And of course, her body can do things that normal human beings can only dream of. So we salute you, Laganja Bostra. Check out Tease for You by Laganja Estranja, available everywhere, I think. I'm guessing.
The audio is everywhere, but on her Instagram, on her IGTV, she has a very cool, it's like side by side of her performing it for digital drag and then the BTS of them filming it.
So fucking good. We love her.
Yeah. Salute. The next segment, you all know, you all love.
Yes.
Let me warm up my
I'm first.
I'm not even 18. Sherry Vaughn.
Oh my god. This is our segment which we call
Let's Get Political.
I wanna get political.
How the fuck? I want to know how Hamilton sings a whole song with 18 people in harmony over Zoom, because I know there's like a 1 second delay and singing in sync is not very easy. So how? I want to know how, Lin-Manuel. I want to know how.
I don't know. I haven't tried it. I got so annoyed with my digital drag. I was like, okay, no, no more lives. Yeah.
No more lives. Enough is enough.
It's glitching. It's buffering. My live stream's coming so slow.
Okay, so let's get political. Here's what we got. This is what we're talking about. Social distancing and self-quarantine are really hitting hard, but it is now more important than ever to be vigilant. Do not backslide. Do not take it easy. This is not the time. Lots of people have been inside for weeks and they feel fine and healthy, so they think that they can just go out to the park or go out into the world. However, that is detrimental not only to you, but your city and your neighbors.
Yeah, we don't still know the full scope of COVID-19. Like, we don't know about asymptomatic carriers and if people have been, like, sick, have any immunity after. Like, we don't have studies yet. And, like,
yes,
we need to study, I bet.
So as difficult as it is important now to stay home. We're both in L.A., and the officials have been saying that this week is going to be the worst. So don't even go to the grocery store if you can avoid it. Like, just literally stay home. This is not like a, oh, I can go out if I wear a mask and wash my hands. No, stay home. Just fucking stay home and wash your hands.
Honestly, in my text today, three different people that I know have it. And I know at least two of them went out after the quarantine. And I was like, why did you go out? Like, what the hell? Like, listen to people. Also, if you have the PPE, personal protective equipment, and you want to, like, get it to people who need it, you can go to ppe.org. Oh, it's getuspppe.org.
Okay.
Yeah, I keep
seeing. So what is that? Like, masks, gloves, like any
masks,
of those things?
Surgical stuff, like coveralls and stuff. And
there are places like factories that aren't medical grade that, like, have gloves, like like food service places that are not operational that have gloves. So there are people who actually have stockpiles of this stuff, and this is a website that allows you to connect with hospitals that need it, like in your area, so that you can get it to them.
Okay, so that's really huge. That's important. So that's getuspppe.org, and you can, if you have some fucking stuff that you want to give, please do.
I just read a Rolling Stone article about, like, Megan Thee Stallion and SZA and somebody else, but it talked about Megan Thee Stallion being in school for healthcare something, where it was like
administration
with dealt with, like, the minute things like the ordering of masks and Q-tips and all that kind of stuff. And I never even thought about that kind of job in a hospital, that it has to be, like, someone who needs to, like, plan for this kind of stuff. And, like, it's brought it all so much into perspective about how unimportant I really am, like, in these matters. Like, all I can do is try to spread the word and, like, stay home and do my little part as, like, a cog on this earth. Like, just listen, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to do that. And I'm watching a lot of the CW.
That's good.
Ooh.
Yeah. I've been watching Black Lightning a lot. And what else? The Boys, which is, like, another superhero show on, I think, like, Hulu or Amazon.
Let's hear it for the boys.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of, like, good TV for the first time. I learned how to work my Apple TV, and I've never known how. DJ Pastabody showed me. Yeah.
So this is the time. I mean, as hard as it is, stay home. Let's protect each other. In other news, in transphobic news, this is a story coming across our desk from Vox.com. Okay, do you want to read part of it?
It says, while much of the U.S. is entrenched in coronavirus developments, transgender people have had their eye on the governor's mansion in Idaho. The state legislator has passed two anti-trans bills in recent weeks, and the LGBTQ community waited anxiously to see if Governor Brad Little would sign the bills or veto them. Late Monday evening, the governor signed both bills into law.
Okay, so after already passing the state house, the state senate passed a bill in mid-March banning gender changes on birth certificates issued within the state. The bill was one of three anti-trans proposals under consideration in the state, including a ban on allowing trans girls to compete in girls' sports, which also passed and was signed by the governor. A third proposal to make treating trans youth for gender dysphoria a felony was also under consideration in the legislature, but was killed in committee. So there's a lot of transphobic paperwork coming across the desk, and this is really, this is horrible. So the two that just passed are the banning of gender changes.
And the sports one. But it's so strange that they would pass two of them. I'm glad one of them didn't pass, but it's like the last one is just like, it's like the worst of them. It's like coming for the people that are trying to help people who are trans, who are getting treatment and like on their path and everything. So like, I don't understand how those same people voted for one to be no, but two to be yes. Like, how is that the same voting body? And what do they, like, I wish they would have to give a reason with their yes and no each time. So it could be like, yes, I'm voting this way because I'm an idiot who wants to, like, support the Bible, or, like, because whatever. I wish they would have to give a reason behind their answers so then they could be held accountable. And then we can know, like, why they shouldn't be elected again.
Yeah, it's really hurtful. I mean, as there's so much horrible stuff going on in the world, and I don't understand why, like, why this is an issue of importance right now. Like, discriminating people from changing their fucking gender on their birth certificate. I don't see why this should ever be a thing, but, like, especially right now,
hate is not a priority.
Hate is not a priority. There's just, it makes no sense to me, and our hearts go out to fucking to everyone over there in Idaho who are dealing with this. And I mean, I don't know, I guess we just, it's a fight that we're going to have to continue to keep fighting.
Yo, I don't know Idaho, but anything that we can do, let us know, write into us. You don't even have to send your tits or your dick. We will help address this any more that we can. And Boise is so fucking fun too. That I think the club's called the Ritz there. I was there like 3 times last year. It was so fun.
Yeah.
And they have the Balcony Club too in Boise.
Oh, that was it. The Balcony Club. Mm-hmm. And you could smoke out there.
The Balcony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to take a break.
Welcome back. And before we get into the next section, we want to just do a little spotlight on an organization doing good work.
A little pop-up. This is a letter from Rand. We got, Dear Will Ask a Perper. Sorry for all the... Drag performers have been doing incredible work keeping our spirits virtually lifted during the COVID-19 crisis and providing information and support for queer folks at risk. I wondered if you knew of any queens who are using their sewing skills to help flatten the curve. I live in Willem's hometown and have started sewing for Sew Face Masks Philly, which connects home sewists to healthcare facilities that can use homemade PPEs. Now that the CDC is recommending everyone wear masks if they go outside, I'm getting a lot of requests from friends and family as well. I'm lucky enough to still have a job, so I'm giving the masks I sew on my off time away for free. But making and selling or auctioning masks might be a great way for queens to raise money for themselves, or if they are in solid financial shape, for people and institutions that need support. I'm reasonably sure that there are race chasers out there that would throw coins at a mask made by their favorite performer. Of course, we all need to include all the necessary disclaimers that cotton and non-woven interfacing isn't 100% effective against coronavirus. On the plus side, maybe these masks could be repurposed as chunky gaffs when we get through this. Wow. See attached for a mask print. In lieu of the dick pic, here's a photo of Willem and I dressed from a less socially distant time, DC Pride 2014, which I dressed as Sally. I even remember the drugs I did that night. That was such a fun party. Pride and Willem told me about how she got used to drunk behind Sally Ride Elementary School. I did, yeah. She was a lesbian. Stay well, stay safe. You are beloved, Rand. Thank you, Rand.
Yeah,
thanks for the letter.
Rand. So if you want to be part of this, you can go to www.sewfacemasksphilly.com. And if you are, it's a place where it connects people who got a sewing machine at their home with healthcare facilities that are in need. So check that out.
Somebody tag Bianca.
Exactly. And thank you for that, Rand. So moving into, let's go climbing deep into this deep, dark cave.
Oh, turn your headlamp on.
Well, turn it on. Turn it on. Okay. This is where we go spelunking deep inside the DMs. those night condors that can see in the dark.
They've been mating.
They have giant opalescent eyes. They're really nightmarish. Okay. You can be part of the fun by emailing your questions to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com. No topic is off limits.
None. We will talk about anything.
For instance, this message from Romy. Hi, Alaskita, Willamita, and Big Dipper Trintra. I am a deep, deep friend of the pod. I came across these responses of Patricia Quinn to Aiden's Snatch Game in an article by Out.com. I feel bad for the doll, but just like Alyssa had to re-apologize to Katy Perry, I think Mrs. Quinn deserves the same. Also, I live alone, and this quarantine has made me super lonely and thirsty. Thanks for keeping me entertained and for all the delicious descriptions of the dricks that keep me going. Love you all, Romy and Michelle's Corona reunion. So they sent a screen cap. Evan Ross Katz posted a supposed post from a Facebook of Patricia Stevens, who says, "Disgusted beyond belief, liar. I do not know this utterly untalented person. Shite."
Shite.
So is that actually the same, the one and only Patricia Quinn?
Yeah.
She goes by Patricia Stevens now?
I mean, we all have a, you know, Michelle Visage isn't Michelle Visage. We all have sometimes people change their name a little bit.
I bet your name isn't really even Willem.
I did drop my middle name from my passport and ID, but it's on my birth certificate.
Bartholomew?
Bart, yeah.
Oh, Bart.
Did you see Peaches talking about Patricia Quinn too? Peaches Christ in San Fran has worked with Peaches. Has worked with Patricia a couple times, I guess, and had nothing but glowing stuff to say. And I do not foresee Aiden participating in a midnight movie soon with Peaches.
I don't know. It was so bad that it kind of is, it's memorable at least. I mean, you can, it's one of those that is just so heinously bad that it will go down in history. I think she should do a public apology to Patricia Stevens. So, Aiden, if you're listening, go ahead and do it. It's fun.
Yeah, and it'll be press, too. Listen to me. I know about that, okay? Our next question comes from Igor. He says, "Greetings to the most exalted tetrarchy of Caesarina Alaska Snakeoff, Kaiserin Wilhelmina IV, and Her Majesty Bog Dropper."
Oh my God.
I'm a longtime listener and a first-time cock sender. In this time of isolation, most of us are taking in the sights and sounds of our homes more than before. I'm currently working on making my bedroom a lush boudoir. I was wondering if there are any of you deities are proud of any aspects of your respective houses that you are willing to share. Are there any spaces in your homes that are particularly dear to you and aesthetically satisfying? Please share with your followers. Here are two pics, one of my nude self and one of my overgrown and underused member in the age of quarantina, Igor from Melbourne, Australia.
Oh.
Hello, Igor.
Yeah, thank you so much for that note, Igor. So to answer your question.
And what majestic balls.
Uh-huh.
A member with majesty.
Yes, it is throbbing, glistening.
Happy to be here.
Yeah.
Happy.
What did he as mean far oh. as the question, I know you have some architectural wonders in your Palm Springs home.
Yeah, my Palm Springs house, I have some cool stuff, but the coolest room in my house where I live now is kind of Anthony's room. Foster Buddy's room has like all these plants hanging and X-Men stuff and like rainbows and like you're on the wall from like something with like when he had that Fu Manchu mustache from the AAA shoot when it was like you and him.
Oh yeah.
Like, there's a picture of that. He's just got like a really cool aesthetic. It's probably why we're friends. It's just like this cool like hanging garden room, I feel like.
What about your spice rack in Palm Springs?
Oh yeah, I like that.
It's a spice rack in the kitchen, but it has the Spice Girls on it.
And it's on the rack.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's funny.
I mean,
who
else could do Chicken of the Month but me? Do you have any great rooms in your the whole room is kind of great. It's like there's drag everywhere you look.
Yeah. I mean,
your bathroom
really
is great.
Yeah, I really like the Golden Girls print. Like, I like palm leaf print. I find it comforting. So like my bedroom, like my bed and like my decor, like my bath, but what's it, the shower curtain is palm mm-hmm. leaf. I find it very comforting and yeah, I like it.
Picture it, Sicily, 2020. I was sitting in my house.
Oh, and what else?
Well, that's it. We sat in our house. It was a pandemic.
Pam Demick? Is she a drag queen in Miami?
There are no more drag queens since there aren't large groups to gather.
Enough, Ma.
Did you see the text I sent, Alaska?
What is that? Mm-hmm.
Someone submitted this.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, I love these. There's a whole Instagram of these.
I was going off of that. I was like, okay. We got through like six lines almost.
I did. I was making it up. I was not referring to the thing because I hadn't opened the text. But
you're like one of those robots kind of off book. Is fluent in Golden Girls for sure.
Totally. Our next message is from James. Dear Alaska 69,000 billion big balls and Tinty Dipper Tinta Turnter the Great. I am a deep friend of the pod. I was at your Glasgow show for Race Chaser Live UK and supplied the dolls with a couple of joints. I really appreciate you, the work you gals put into the show, especially with what's happening in the world right now. I have two questions for the divas. Firstly, with social distancing at the forefront right now, how do you think the finale will be recorded for season 12 this year?
Also,
once the season is finished and All Stars 5 is finished and we go back to Classique. To complete season 4, will we be covering All Stars 1 before going to season 5? The introduction of the pod does state every single episode, stay safe, you beautiful women. I've attached my cock for you beauties. Thank you, James Barber.
Okay, so the way that we figure out the seasons is there's going to be a scavenger hunt, and then at the end of it, Dipper will be near a bridge, rub his belly 3 times clockwise, and he will stick out his tongue. Under his tongue will be a number. Multiply it by 2. That will be the number of the season we are doing next.
I don't... Okay. Is that... Okay. No, I mean, it goes by air date.
Okay.
And technically, All-Stars 1 aired before season... 5, right?
It did. No, did it? It did.
It did.
Yeah, because you filmed that music video with Willem before you were on the show, right, Alaska?
Who?
Apologize.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe that's why you didn't win. You are a sickening Christine, though. I went back and watched that. Thanks. That video is chock full of everything. Chanel's new boobs are in it. It was their debut, kind of. They're coming out.
It was really crazy because I was on set at the video and I dressed and painted really scary and no one knew who the fuck I was.
I did in a second. I love Christine. I'm obsessed with her. She's fucking awesome. Cool.
But back to the main question from James is, what do you think they're going to do for the reunion? You think Zoom?
I don't know what they'll do for the reunion, and I don't know what they'll do for the finale. This presents a challenge that they haven't ever had to deal with. I don't even know if they have crownings filmed. Do they? Do they film them before they send them all home? Yeah, because they did that live.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because that was all a live thing. I don't know how they could film one with everybody together.
This is all wild speculation. I have no idea. I haven't heard from anyone who's an insider who can weigh in on this, but the network buys a certain amount of episodes.
This is true.
So they already have bought an episode for the finale/reunion. So something's going to happen.
Yeah. I wonder if they'll like delay it and then like see how the girls do in the real world and then film in 5-6 months. I know All Stars probably had a winner filmed. That's what All Stars usually does.
Yes.
So that at least I think we'll have some closure to, but I don't know. I hate that these girls are getting robbed of like a big opportunity to like, you know, be out and suck all the dicks while they're hard for them.
Well, that being said, though, I think that once they're finally allowed back out into the real world, I think the reception is going to be so huge and so crazy. And I think it's going to work out.
I definitely think it will. But I mean, there's just something to be said about like wearing the outfit at the bar that you just wore on TV and want to challenge it, like that kind of thing. I feel bad that like Gigi's not at Mickey's, like, you know, getting shit faced and like rejoicing in her wins, wearing like that little white outfit, you know.
We will still exalt them when the time comes.
Yeah, I'm glad we have this platform to let everybody know.
Yeah.
And this guy's dick, James Barber in Glasgow, if you know him, suck it, because it's fucking amazing.
He might actually be a barber because all the hair is removed expertly.
And he might be a barber because I could see myself swinging around on that pole.
Swirling around in front of your building.
Swirly bop for sure. This next question comes from Addie. Hey, Willem, Alaska, and Dipper. Just wanted to give some intel advice about the suggestion by Willem to use a fuck machine to come hands-free. I've been putting various things up my own ass for pleasure since a young age, my earliest toy being a glass banana I got from the dollar store.
Nice.
I know, dangerous and would not recommend, but it got the job done at a time when I was too young to buy proper sex toys. Mm-hmm. Clearly, I'm not afraid to be creative when it comes to masturbation and wanted to offer something fun for those who can get fuck machines to try during this time of self-isolation. I have a fuck machine with various toys that I love. And while I am not able to come without touching myself, I feel I've hacked the system. While using the machine, I wear a jock, which I use to hold my magic wand vibrator on my dick. I turn it on while getting fucked, and honestly, it's the best thing I've ever tried. Combine that with some good porn and poppers, if desired, and you're in it for a damn good time. Anyway, I adore the podcast, and you are truly helping me get through this wild moment in history, so I have to say I am glad you will be continuing from home. I'm also working from home as a music teacher, so wish me luck on dealing with my students. Keep on keeping on. Also, sorry for no dick pic, and I was married, and my husband would be pressed like a panini if I shared something like that. Much love, Addie from Florida. Every time Willa mentions a musical instrument, such as how much she loves the bassoon, it just tickles me.
Oh. Well, thank you for sharing, Addie. Yeah.
Thanks,
so
Addie.
All of you, many people who have a fuck machine, you can try that out. Now available, the Race Chaser brand fuck machine.
Honestly, if we did a little GoFundMe after all this COVID stuff.
Goodness.
I'm kidding. We would never.
Well, our next message is from Julie.
Thank you.
Dear Alexa Thunker Plunk, Wimbledon, and Draper Tina. Nice. Hello. I'll start off by saying how much I appreciate your award-winning content during this quarantine and the laughs you give me on my drive to work as a nurse. Y'all are the best. Miss Corona is definitely a downer, and it's setting in that she's here to stay for a while. There's a lot of talk about pride parades and other queer events in our favorite month of June being canceled already due to continued recommendations to social distance. I definitely understand the need for us all to be safe and cautious, but pride does mean a lot to me, and it breaks my heart that we might not get to celebrate in as big a way as we normally do. My question is, how do you all celebrate pride in small ways? How do you celebrate your queer identity and community in a time that has felt isolating for a lot of people? I don't have a dick, but here's a picture of my girlfriend and I pre-quarantina going to see the Dolls at Axis in Columbus.
Yes.
Keep up the great work and stay healthy. I hope to see you both the gigs and you are fully booked and blessed sooner rather than later. All the best, Julie.
Thanks, Julie. Well, I have a stupid suggestion.
Yeah.
I put rainbows as many places as I can put them. You know, yeah. I have a rainbow flag with like the state bear of California with like the little rainbow underneath it. I have like little rainbows hidden everywhere, like a postcard in my bathroom. Like it's one of those things where I was like, I'm going to put them up as many places as possible because I got in trouble for wearing a pride necklace in seventh grade in my school photo. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why can't I wear it? And I wore it and my mom got mad and she's like, we can't send that to your grandparents. I was like, they know I'm a fag, you know, it's fine. Like mm-hmm. So for me, pride has always been about like just showing people that if this is me, if you have a problem, you know, that's not going to work type of thing. I don't really know. I've always just like, I've liked putting it out there from the get go, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not like anybody's going to make jokes about like me having a girlfriend though, either.
Right.
Everybody just knows.
Pride, of course, we have Pride season, and it may be rescheduled or pushed back or whatever, but Pride is really like a practice and a feeling that we can do all the time. Like right now, there's a lot of digital drag happening, and we may be like, we may be isolated, but it's a way of feeling connected. Like I automatically feel better when I tune into Raya Latre's Instagram on Monday, Wednesday, or Friday.
Sometimes Sunday and Tuesday pop-ups.
Oh my God. But I always feel instantly better. And you can, I mean, I think it's an act of pride and togetherness to support drag, to support the bars and places that their bar staff is closed down. Like those are acts that you can take part in right now, and you don't have to wait until June. So that's my recommendation.
Mm-hmm. There's also some acts that you could take place in on OnlyFans now, because a lot of people have been branching out. And I would just like to give a strong salute to everybody with OnlyFans. Salute, just for fans. Salute.
Yeah, I say go for it.
Raya did a show two nights ago that was all the porn boys who do drag. Dakota, Anita Workout. There were some good girls. Bambi Wadley, Shangela's baby. Oh gosh, she's so good. she performed next to like a table with like a bouquet of roses. Very continental setup, you know. I love seeing the new girls.
I love the new chickens.
The new chickens, they're clucking, as is O. He says, "Dear Lasky, Willie, and Tippy, hi dolls. I have a little problem, and I need your unqualified advice. My husband and I have been together for 7 years now, and this quarantine is driving me fucking nuts. I love him more than anything in the world, but him being home 24/7 is really starting to get to me. And all our time together, we have never spent this much time together. Don't get me wrong, I love the man to death, but I need some good old goddamn time to myself. I have gone back to work at a medical dispensary since we are deemed essential, and it's still not enough time apart. My question is, how the fuck do I tell him to leave me alone? I don't need any more hugs and kisses, and I just want to be alone. I don't want to hurt his feelings, but fuck, all I need is a second to be alone. Thank you for all you do for the community and for me by doing this podcast. I love you all so much, and Dipper, when this bullshit is over, I need you to do a Phoenix show. Thank you again, little O." Oof. Do you have any
this
advice?
This is a good question. Thank you for sharing this with us, O, because you are not alone in this.
She's not alone. That's the problem.
A huge part of the quarantine is you're spending a lot more time with people that you don't normally spend that much time with. And this goes for like people who have kids or people with their spouses or people even with their roommates. So, I think that it's important to communicate your boundaries. Y'all have been together for 7 years and y'all can handle it. And sometimes just communicating the boundaries makes a huge difference. So you can say, all right, spending a little time to myself is important for my sanity. And so for the next hour or 2 hours, I'm going to go do that. And I'll see you afterward. Another great thing is bath time. I love taking baths, and it is a great time for me to like be by myself. I can even get work done on my phone or whatever, but it's a great place that's very relaxing, and you can like be by yourself for a little bit.
I think the easiest way to do it, if you don't want to hurt the guy's feelings too, is just put in some headphones. You know, that way he knows, like, don't bother you, I'm listening to something. Like, okay. I always put in headphones even when I am not listening to people sometimes, just so I'm like, so they won't talk to me.
Yeah.
I would do it at auditions all the time because, like, it's easier than making small talk sometimes. Like, if I was really concentrating, yeah. Like, I would leave my phone earplugs in so people wouldn't be like, hey, yeah, they called us in again. I always see you here, all that stuff. Then you're just like, shut up. Don't talk to me, dude.
I don't. Yeah. But you know what? We're going to get through it. And I'm sure he feels like he needs alone time too sometimes. So maybe it will be a relief to have a conversation with him about it. You never know, O, but let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for listening to
Picture It, Sicily, 2020. I was sitting in my house.
Then what, Sophia? That's it. We sat in our house. It was a pandemic.
Couldn't you go outside, Sophia?
Nope. It was illegal to gather in large groups.
Just imagine everything that would shut down if that happened in Miami.
The rusty anchor, the Burt Reynolds dinner theater.
Your bedroom.
Sophia, take that back.
She's right, Ma. That would never happen. The Miami Police Department classifies Blanche as an essential service. Audience applause. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. Thank you so much, Mark Cherry, for that script. We really appreciate it.
Jamie Wooten.
We also appreciate you listening to Hot Goss. You can send us your questions and communique to racechaserpodcast at gmail.com. Should I be smart? Good questions and
communique.
Good questions and nudity get priority.
We have also bonus video content available on patreon.com/Willem. Sign up to be a patron and support your divas. Just search using the hashtag racechaser on Patreon and you can watch the videos a la carte.
We have also Instagram at Willem, at the only Alaska 5000, and at racechaserpod. And yeah, we will be back next week with more
piping,
steaming,
scolding,
boiling.
Hi,
God.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.